deep within. And when they say, look here or look, there is Christ, go not forth, for Christ is within. Far this week, and in the week before it, for those of you who came to prepare the place for all of us, the whole idea of the atmosphere, or keeping within, as the beautiful Quaker chant we've just sang goes, has been a key piece, weaving like a golden thread through everything else we've done. It was very, very present in the exercise Amy gave yesterday, the collected state atmosphere, which is J.G. Bennett's beautiful rendition and transmission of the core of this thread. Today, as we start to do a time which is going to be mostly open for centering prayer, I wanted to tie a very interesting thread together, one which has moved me very much and helped my own practice in both of these camps. The original teaching came on the collected state, came from a conversation and exchange that Burster Gurdjieff had with his students at a Paris group meeting in 1944, August 3rd, to be specific. The transcript of this was recently released among the collection of exercises that Joseph Aziz put together. And a woman asked him how she might remain in a collected state, not agitated and running out. And just a few of the comments from the response he gave her. You represent to yourself that you are surrounded by an atmosphere. Like the earth, man also has an atmosphere which surrounds him on all sides for a meter, more or less, 3 feet. In the atmosphere, the associations, in ordinary life, the thoughts, produce waves. It concentrates at certain places. It recedes. It has movements according to the direction that you impart to it. This depends on the movement of your thought. Your atmosphere is displaced in the direction in which your thought goes. If you think of your mother who is far away, your atmosphere moves toward the place where your mother is. When you do this exercise, you represent to yourself that this atmosphere has limits. For example, a meter and a half, shall we say. Then you concentrate all your attention on preventing your atmosphere from escaping beyond the limit. You do not allow it to go further than 1 meter or 1.5 meters. When you feel your atmosphere quieted, without waves, without movement, then with all your will, you suck it into yourself. You conserve yourself in this atmosphere. This is how you must do the exercise. It is done especially to allow one to have a collected state. So the idea that our thinking running out to objects of thought produces waves in a quiet, gathered pond of an atmosphere, and that we can, at will, bring it back, keep ourselves and conserve ourselves within this 3 feet or so in all directions that surrounds us and extends us. There, with we can be the steward of that space. And in such a way, we can allow ourselves to not be the victim of the random waves that cross our atmosphere, God knows well how, yanking our thoughts in this direction and that, creating a continual agitation. We may not be able to control the atmosphere of the world, but with work, we can begin to bring the atmosphere of our own self under our conscious stewardship. And as we do that, that piece of the world, of the planetary atmosphere, which is normally chaotic and random, magnified by all our collective noise, can in similar fashion quiet it. So you see in this key point the relationship with the core point of centering prayer, that in the centering prayer teaching, anything that drags your thought and your attention to a focal point is a thought, which is exactly the same distinction that's being talked about in this exercise. You go out and think of your mother, and suddenly your atmosphere, rather than being quivering still around you like that bead of mercury, is displaced. You know, your mother may be in California, and all of a sudden you're, where are you? Where did you go? So in centering prayer, the teaching is whenever you become aware that you're thinking, that you're being drawn to a thought, to an object of your attention outside of yourself, you let go of it. You pull it back in. And as you do this, you come back into that, what in the centering prayer, more theistic language, is called consenting to the presence and action of God. And you begin to discover you don't want to do that in advance, because we typically misidentify our life with this rapid, chaotic movement of our thoughts. But as we learn to come back and conserve ourselves in our atmosphere by letting go of the thoughts, by returning, by keeping within, we discover that you do indeed conserve yourself within this atmosphere, because this atmosphere is also, paradoxically, not paradoxically, can be tasted in a quiet, still being, directly tasted as the mercy of God. So for the rest of the time in this sitting, we practice that. Return to your centering prayer. I take as an assumption that most of you have already done your due diligence, bringing your body in all three sitters into relaxed, alert engagement. If you haven't, Take a little time at the beginning of the silence to do so, to wake yourself up, to be here. And then, simply do your centering prayer, allowing and representing to yourself in the back of your head that the release of the thought from its encapturement, its captivity to the object of your attention out there, is the centering prayer languaging for this exact same gesture of returning, conserving yourself within your atmosphere. So we practice. your atmosphere is the basic building block for all effective, authentic spiritual work in engagement with the higher realms. It is only from a stewarded inner atmosphere that anything of real intelligent, clear, directed force can emerge into this realm. A scrambled, distended atmosphere can only accomplish increasing the drama and needless suffering of this world, no matter how sincere your intentions. The atmosphere is what will communicate. The atmosphere is what will blend. And only two clear, coherent, and orderly atmospheres combine fruitfully to form the higher group atmospheres that can become the vehicles of the transmission of those real streams of healing into the world. Compassion, forbearance, forgiveness. Only in clarity, only in quiet, can atmospheres meld, interpenetrate. Confused atmospheres, urgent atmospheres, self-important atmospheres, unconscious atmospheres, again, only react to increased craziness, hysteria, confusion, illusion. So this simple teaching is really the portal, really the Rosetta Stone to the action, to the agency we also individually yearn to be a part of conducting into our planet. But it starts very simple. It can't start with the big ideas because they take you outside of yourself. They can't start with the big emotions because they take you outside of themselves. They can't start with the jerky, untended movements because they betray and sabotage what your heart intends. So our task for today, if it interests you, is to return again and again to this simple teaching, to conserve yourself, to recollect yourself within your atmosphere. If it's hard to do even in meditation, it becomes 1,000 times harder when the pressure of daily activity is on us from all directions. So return, certainly when the bell rings for the stop, but as many times as you can, taste instantly your state when the bell rings. Don't dwell in it, but taste it. Take a snapshot inwardly. And then move as simply and directly as you can to restore yourself to the inner atmosphere without waves, without disturbance, to pull all those parts of yourself that are outside the circle, that meter and a half, back in. Return to that bottomless well of quietude, which is the mercy, and then act again.